Today, what I'd like to discuss with you is a very profound aspect of our sugya meleches machshavos, and that is chatzi shiur. You may recall a Rashi here on Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says, "V'chi muto lafos lefos pochos mikashir." The Gemara is amazed. Is it possible that you're implying that you're allowed to bake less than a shear? Let's assume the shear of Afia in that malocha is kigrogeres, and he's baking a chatzi grogeres. Is that mutar on Shabbos? Now, when the Gemara says, is that mutar on Shabbos, there are two ways of interpreting that Gemara. Obviously, the Gemara's assumption is that it can't be mutar on Shabbos to bake half a grogeres. It's got to be osur. But the question always is, why is it osur? And that lends itself to two possible answers. One is going to be an isa doraisa, and the other is going to be an isa derabana. So what I'm going to try to prove to you, and you'll be the jury, is that these two interpretations really are a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam. And I'm going to have to work overtime here because the Rashbam is not in Masechta Shabbos. It's not here, as we say in Yiddish, Afenort. It's elsewhere in Masechta Bava Basra. But I think that a careful reading of the Rashbam in Masechta Bava Basra would indicate that he disagrees with Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. Why is it that baking half of a krogeres is osur on Shabbos? So first let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'chi muto lefos pochos mikashir. We know that there's a shir, but we also know that there should be an isur that applies even pochos mikashir. Now, a chiyuv chatos means that you violated a full-fledged malacha, which engenders a chiyuv kares, or shall we say a chiyuv misa, if you did it b'mezid. And if you did it b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatos. So the Makshan agrees that there would not be a chiyuv chatos for pochos mikashir. At the very least, the requirement of a kashir is a precondition as far as the Chiyuv Chatos is concerned. Miu, Isura, Mia, Ika. Okay, so you want to underline those words. Isura, Mia, Ika, says Rashi, but an Isa that certainly is, even though it doesn't hit the spitz, it doesn't hit the, you know, in baseball we'd say it's not a grand slam, but it does generate an Isur. So you wouldn't be Chayv Chatos, but you violate an Isur. And now we're going to get to the part of Rashi that reveals the secret. What is the nature of this Isur? In the case of Meleches Afiyah Bepochos Mishir, says Rashi, Dekaimelon, because we paskin, Chatzi Shir Osur Minatora. So clearly, if I ask you the following question, according to Rashi, if he bakes half a grogeres on Shabbos, is he in violation of an Isur Doraisa? What's the answer?
Yes.
Because Rashi says clearly that this case of baking half a shear of a grogeres on Shabbos is a classical application of the general rule called chatzi shear osur minatorah. So you want to underline those words, chatzi shear osur minatorah. Where do we find this principle? Rashi tells you to take a look, and the last Perek in Yoma, and there it's going to quote the famous opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir Osur Minatorah. And here's where we can bring a classical example of a difference between Chayav and Osur, both on a Doraisa level. Sometimes the Torah says it's Osur, but the Torah is not willing to punish you for that with the full brunt of the law. It's not a full-fledged violation because you only implemented chatzi shir. So for example, if I have a piece of nevela on this table, and it's a kezayis, which is the shir of achilas nevela, and I split it in half, and Reuven eats half, and Shimon eats the other half. Both of them, Reuven and Shimon, have equally violated an Issa Daraisa called what? Chatzishir. But neither of them are chayev. What does it mean, neither of them are chayev? So now we get to the full level. To what extent does the Torah add the condition of a shir, in this case kezayis, with regard to the onesh? The onesh, of course, for a violation of a lav is malchus. Under what conditions is he chayev malchus? Only if he ate a full shir. If he ate a half a shir, he violated an Issur Torah, that's called asur, but he's not chayev. When is he chayev malchus? Only if he ate a full shir. That's what we have in Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Yoma. The Gemara there asks, why, how does Rabbi Yochanan know such a thing? What compels Rabbi Yochanan to the position that chatzi shir asur ben haTorah? And the Gemara offers two explanations. One explanation is chazi litztarufe, and the other explanation is kol chelef. All that should be Chinese to you, which it is, I hope. So if it's Chinese to me, hopefully it's Chinese to you. Okay, but somehow the Gemara says that chatzi shir either is chazi litztarufe or it's kol chelef, whatever it might be, but that leads us to Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion, which we accept la halacha chatzi shir osim in haTorah. Rashi, and you know, on a certain level, I guess, naively, Rashi is just doing exactly what you and I would do. He's taking the principle of chatzi shir asim in haTorah, which the Gemara applies in Yuma to Macholos Asurus, and he's applying it here to the laws of Melechus Shabbos. So therefore, to the same extent that the Torah prohibits me from eating half a shir, half a zayis of nevela, the Torah prohibits me from baking half a gogeres on Shabbos. And therefore Rashi is certainly of the opinion that chatzi shir b'melechus Shabbos is asur min haTorah as a singular case, as an application of the universal rule of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. However, the Rashbam, which you'll see on the flip side of your page, although I don't see it here. Oh, it's on the next page. Oh, sorry, you pressed the wrong button.
No, it's on this one.
Yeah, no. If you press the right button, it comes out on two sides of the page. You're not an expert on that.
Not expert.
I thought you're an engineer. Wow. Just kidding. Okay. So, what is the Rashbam in the Sefer of Basra on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis? The Rashbam, in a very atypical sort of way, adds a postscript to a long sugya there about violating Hotzah by bringing a half a grogeres out of the Rishus HaYochid and putting it down in Rishus HaRabim. Then he brought another half a grogeres out of the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. And if he did it behele machas, I mean, in one forgetfulness, then he's chayav. If we link together the two half grogros, and he's chayav for a full Melechus Hotzah. And here the Rashbam, which you'll see on the left side of your page, I put a little arrow there. He says the following: B'masechta Shabbos Tnan Hamotzi Ochlim. If a person takes foodstuff and he brings it out of Rishus HaYochid and lays it down in Rishus HaRabim, Chayov Bigro Geres. Again, the same shiur that we saw before applies to Melechus Hotzah. And Rashi says that. The Rashbam, says that the minimum requirement to violate the malacha of Hotzah is going to be how much? A grogeres. And for that he's chayav. Now, the Rashbam adds another very important line. And he says, D'b'Shabbos, with regard to Melechus Shabbos, we have a unique requirement, a unique halacha. Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. Now, we in the past have discussed this principle of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, and to summarize a very long discussion in just a few sentences, this is the unique precondition for the violation of Meleches Shabbos. It's a very unique halacha. It doesn't appear elsewhere. Nowhere do we find the concept of Meleches Machsheves outside of the realm of Shabbos, or you could add Yontif if you will, but Shabbos. In Shabbos, for example, we pointed out that a malacha has to be a malacha ha-miskayemes. In the case of Ksiva, we gave two examples. Either he wrote it with ink that is not miskayem, or he wrote it on Olah Shel Zayis, which is not miskayem. You need a malacha miskayem, something permanent. We spoke about the fact that if you have a temporary kind of malacha that's not going to last and it doesn't have permanence, you're lacking in maleches machsheves. We spoke about Rashi has a unique sheet to that maleches machsheves requires a specific machshava for the malacha, as opposed to the case of malacha shenit tzricha leguf according to Rabbi Shimon. We spoke about maleches machsheves in the context of kilachar yad. It means if you wrote something with your left hand and you're righty, then you're not chayev, you're lacking in maleches machsheves. We spoke about a Rashi in Beitza, if you recall, that if you gather together the onions in a bag, you're not chayev for maleches ma'amer because it's not maleches machsheves. And all these dinim were very unique to Shabbos. For example, in get, where there's halach of ksiv, it's irrelevant whether you write the get with your right hand or with your left hand. And in kalayim, if you do shtei tfiros, we couldn't care less if you added the two ksharim to make it permanent or you didn't. And all these halachas make Shabbos more kal, in a sense, more lenient than kol haTorah kula. Because in Kol Torah Kula you'd be chayev, even where in Shabbos you would not be chayev. For example, Reb Shimon in Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa, that's a unique Shabbos p'tur. You would not be alleviated from your responsibility in other Isurim, only in Shabbos. And Rashi now is telling us, to our surprise, the Rashbam, I'm sorry, is telling us to our surprise, that this halacha, this requirement of Malach Machsheves, applies with regard to Shi'urim, in Malecha Shabbos. That means that the minimum shiur in Malecha Shabbos, whatever Malecha you have, is a requirement because of Malechas Machsheves. And at the face of it, offhand, I would say that the Rashbam is misleading us over here, because we've already seen that Rashi has told us that Enochinami, you violated the Malecha, even if you did it B'chatzi Shir, but the Torah says the Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah, but it's not Chayav. There was no, shall I say, fundamental incompleteness, according to Rashi, and the Rashbam is saying, no, there is a very fundamental incompleteness. You're deficient in your malach if it was chatzi shir. It's not just like eating chatzi shir of nevela. So too, you violated chatzi shir of Shabbos if you carried less than a grogeris out to Rishus Rav, more if you baked less than a grogeris on Shabbos. No, the Rashbam is saying there's some very, very fundamental deficiency here. And what is that? It's lacking in Maleches Machsheves, Rabosai. This is the Chiddush of the Rashbam. And therefore, Lo Chashiva Hotzas Dovar Chashuv Bepachus Miku Ogeres. The Rashbam says that if you carry out into another Rishus less than a Grogeres, that's not considered Chashiva. Now there's another girsi of dvar machal. Let's say you know a significant amount of food would be a grogeris. Less than a grogeris is not considered significant. You know, if you had a guest at your table and you gave him even if it was a fancy chef, you know, had made this what's that food called, the
truffles?
No. What's it called when you make a very high level kind of cooking. What's the word for that?
Gourmet,
right? That's the word. I'm sorry, I'm missing the word gourmet. I don't know if you've ever gone to a restaurant, you know, when they have gourmet cooking, so they bring out this big plate and there's this like minuscule piece of meat on it. And you say, I don't want the gourmet cooking, just give me a good gizzuta piece of meat. Anyway, so Rashi says that if you give a person on a plate a half a grogeres, that's not considered ochel choshev, and therefore you didn't give him the chashivus. That's not called a maleches machsheves. The Rashbam understands that maleches machsheves requires a certain significance, a certain chashivus, and that chashivus is defined by the shir, whatever the shir is in any particular malacha. Less that you write one letter instead of two letters, that's not choshev. Now, two letters is more choshev because it can make a word in Lashon Kodesh. If you have, for example, tefira, and you do one stitch, that's not considered chashiv. You need two stitches to be chashiv. And if you bake something, you need to bake a full grogeris worth. Less than that is lacking in chashivus, and therefore it's not considered maleches machsheves. Okay, Rabotai. Let's leave for the moment the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam. We'll come back to it, Polineter, in a few minutes. But I'd like to show you something fascinating in the Ritva. The Ritva in Masechet Gittin on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph is going to answer the question of Tosfos on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in a very unique way. What's the story, what's the scenario here in Masechet Gittin on Daf Yutes? And the truth is, this sugya appears elsewhere in Gittin as well. And this is called Ksav al Gabi Ksav, which means that there was a get written, and now the sofer goes over the letters a second time. And we'll soon see that the advantage of the second ksiva over the first ksiva might be lishma. A get has to be written lishma. So the first ksiva was without lishma. The second ksiva was with lishma. But the question is, what, you know, other than lishma, which is obviously crucial, but what did he add to the ksav itself, the physical ksav? So you'll see here in the Gemara, Gittin, the Gemara says, Itmar hamavir dio al gabi sikra. Now, there are different types of inks, and the Gemara wants to differentiate between different variations or scenarios. If let's say the second ksav improves the first ksav, like dio is something, is a kind of substance that is long lasting, it's absolutely crystal clear and it's permanent. Sikra is a different kind of dye. I don't have an art scroll here to look at exactly the English word for sikra, but be that as it may, the dio adds something to the sikra. And here the Gemara postulates that the second ksav registers, it's considered a valid ksiva. However, let's say, for example, you have a case of dio al gabi dio, in which case the ink was added to ink, and therefore it didn't add anything. You know, as far as the ksav is concerned, nothing has changed. So the Gemara says that these issues, these scenarios, are relevant in two different dimensions of halacha. First of all, they're relevant to hilchos get, in order to validate the get through the ksav elyon, the top ksav, the second ksav. Number two, they're valid and relevant to Hilchos Shabbos, where you chayev for Melechus Ksiva if you created a new ksav. But if you're not creating a new ksav and the old ksav is still there, in ksav elyon lo avi ksav, then you're not chayev. Therefore, the Gemara says that if he's mavir dio al gabi dio, or sikra al gabi sikra, he's potter on Shabbos, he didn't add anything. But mavir dio al gabi sikra is going to be chayev on Shabbos, because since the dio enhances the ksav in many different ways, therefore the dio is considered a ksav, a ksiva, that's ksav elyon choshev ksav. That's dio al gabi sikra. But dio al gabi dio is potter. Now, if I were to ask you the question, what would be dio al gabi dio in get, then the ksav elyon is not considered a ksav, and therefore he cannot be machshir the get with that ksav elyon. And if the ksav tachton is not ksav, then that's no good. The get is posel. A similar question is going to come up in Sefer Torah. Let's say l'shemos of Hashem, when you write the Sefer Torah, to be written l'shmot, l'shem kedushas Hashem, he failed to do so. Now he wants to write over that word, meaning the name of God, with a machshava l'shem kedushas Hashem. Is the ksav elyon relevant? Is it valid, or is it not? It should all depend on whether it's dio al gabi dio, which is not valid, sikra al gabi dio is not valid, but dio al gabi sikra would be valid, and the ksav elyon would be considered a ksav. So here we have Tosfos. Now the Tosfos you'll see on the bottom left, not the last Tosfos on the page, but Dibra Maskil Dio al Gabi Dio Potur, Tema, the Hocha Mashma, the Dio al Gabi Dio Lav Klumhu. If you write on Shabbos on top of a ksav, and the ksav tato was Dio, and now the ksav Elion is also Dio, then as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's nothing. For who I didn't get. The Gemara establishes an analogy between get and Moleches Ksivon Shabbos. This is the Gemara on the next Amud. And now Tosis has the following question. Tosis says that if you take a look at the Sugya on Daf Chaf, you will see Rav Acha. The Amora Rav Acha is going to tell us on Daf Chaf that Kosvo Shalolishma, if he wrote the get Shalolishma, he didn't have Lishma, the heavier Olav Kulmus Lishma, and now he adds ink in which he traces, he duplicates the Ksav exactly as it was, but this time he had Machsheves Lishma. Banu Malamachlokes Rabbi Yehuda Virabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the Ksav Elyon is Machshir the Get. Here on Daf Yud Tes, you get the impression that if the Ksav Elyon didn't add anything in terms of the quality of the writing, the quality of the ink, then it's nothing. And he's Potter in Shabbos, and the Gemara makes an analogy to Get, which means that Ksav Elyon lo avi Ksav, in this case of Diol Kabidyo. Yet, oddly enough, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if the first Ksav, meaning the Ksav Tachta was Shalol Lishma, and he added a Ksav Elyon Lishma, Rabbi Yehuda says the get is kosher. And now the Gemara here assumes that just like in Shabbos you'd be potter, so too in get it would be possible. You can't be machshir with the Ksav Elyon. Ksav Elyon lo avi Ksav. The Odin, furthermore, Rav Acha Masik Lekamon, according to Rav Acha, the final conclusion later on is Dafilu Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon, who seem to reject the Ksav Elyon and its validity, Modu Legabi Get Avi Kosher, they agree that it is kosher, the get is kosher. How could that be? If in Hilchas Shabbos we've seen that since the Ksav Elyon didn't add anything, it was Dyo Al Gabi Dyo, therefore he's not Chayev, it's not called Ksiva, the same logic should apply with regard to Get, and the Ksav Elyon, even though it was Lishma, should not be a valid Ksav. Now, based on this Kasha, the Re, Balatosvis, reinterprets the Gemara later on at Daf Chaf, which was the problematic sugya, and he wants to assume that according to Rav Acha, there's some sort of din that Ksav al Gabi Ksav is considered valid in all cases, and therefore Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak de Lekamon Vadai Shksav Rishon Hoy Shalol Lishma V'Ksav Sheni Oseu Lishma Choshev Ksav L'Rabbi Yehudu, L'Rav Acha, Filu Rabbanan Choshev Ksav, Gabi Get. In other words, our sugya here is focused on the halacha of Shabbos. And in Shabbos, all we ask ourselves is, did he add something and enhance the permanence, etc., etc., of the Ksav by writing the Ksav Elyon on top of the Ksav Tachton? And therefore, it's clear to the Gemara that since the Dio was the same in the Ksav Elyon as it was in the Tachton, Dio Gabi Dio, etc., etc., therefore, in Shabbos, he's Potter, he didn't create a new Ksav. The Gemara later on at Daf Chaf is addressing a different question. And that's not the Shabbos issue, but rather get question. And the Gemara wants to know if the Ksav Tachton, the original Ksav, was written Shalol Lishma, now he writes a Ksav Elyon Lishma, could that be a valid Ksav? And here's where Rav Acha comes. There's a Rav Yehuda that says for sure it is, and Rav Acha says that even the Rabbanan would agree in this case it is. The Rabbanan will only disagree when we're dealing with Molecha Shabbos. Says Tosfos that it comes out the following. If on Shabbos he would write a Ksav Elyon Lishma on a get on top of a Ksav Tachton that was Shalol Lishma, then even if it was Dio Al Gabi Dio, since the Ksav Elyon adds and enhances the get, because before the get was lacking in Lishma, now it has Lishma, then he would be in Chayev, he'd be in violation of Shabbos. When the Gemara here says that Diol Diol clearly is not Chayev in Shabbos, that's because the Gemara is not talking about get at all. That's what Tosfos is accomplishing here in the Ri. Our sugya here on Daf Yutes is addressing Shabbos, totally independent of get. He wrote on a piece of parchment two letters, and now he writes it again in the same dyo on top of those two letters. He's potter, and that's clear. Nobody would deny that. The second ksav is not a ksav; it doesn't add anything. On the other hand, the Gemara on Daf Chaf is addressing a different question about a get. Has nothing to do with Shabbos. He wrote the get Shalom Lishma. Now he wants to write a Ksav Elyon Lishma. And here's where Avachi says that everybody agrees the Ksav Elyon is Maksha the get. Where then is the Machlokas going to be? What happens if we have the overlap of the two sugyas? We have the overlap of Ksiva B'Shabbos together with Ksiva's get. He writes a get on Shabbos in a Ksav Al Gabi Ksav. And now the question is that halacha that the Ksav Elyon is a Ksav in get, does that have an impact on Ksav Elyon and its status as far as Shabbos is concerned? Meaning, does get drag over to Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't address that here on Daf Yutes. Okay, there are a lot of details here that maybe we'll get back to, but what I really want to get to today is the Ritva. The Ritva in Masechet Gittin on that sugya Daf Yutes asks the identical kasha of Tosfos. He says, "V'i kasha loch or lon? Was it say lon?
Lon.
Yeah. Uler of acha di amar lekamon b'daf chaf ad kan lo amri rabbanan hocha el mishum de be'inon zekei l'mian veyu." The machlokas between the rabbanan and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Sefer Torah, where we have to enhance the Shemos by having a kavod l'shem, kedushas Hashem when we write the Shemos, and the Rabbanim refused to accept that we could write another ksav, meaning once the Sefer Torah is possible, because the Shemos were written shalol l'shem, kedushas Hashem, you can't be machshir anymore. Zeh kelim yaveh somehow teaches us that it's got to be the first ksav, and you can't mess up the first ksav and then write a second ksav. There's a shalol lishma in the Sefer Torah, and we got to get rid of that. We can't get rid of that, and therefore the Sefer Torah is possible. Just 1 second. Avol bi'alma, but forgetting about the case of a Sefer Torah. In such a case, ksav elyon ksav. The ksav elyon would be ksav. Why? Because, for example, bi'alma. Let's take Gittin as an example. The Ksav Elyon will be a Ksav to be Maksha the Get. And then you might ask yourself, well, if Bi'alma Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav, according to Rav Acha, so what's the deal in Shabbos? Look, Ora, if we apply the rule of Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav consistently, then even in the case of Shabbos, he should be Chayav. And yet, the Mishnah here in Masechta Shabbos says that Ksav al Gavi Ksav Potur. Who's that Mishnah going like? Because the whole Machlokas, according to Rav Acha, between Rav Yudin Chachomim, where do the Rabbanon reject Ksav Elyon, Havi Ksav? That's only with regard to Sefer Torah, with a special halacha requirement of Zekei Limyam Veyu. But universally, Bi'alma, Ksav Elyon, Havi Ksav. Beile in Yiget. The Afilin in Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos, if Ksav Elyon is a Ksav, he should be Chayim on Shabbos. Why does our sugi here on Daf Yutes assume that everybody agrees he's Potter?
But maybe with the get, if it's lolish, if it wasn't Lishma, he wrote on top of it, that may be okay. But if it was Lishem Acheret, for this get belong to somebody else.
That, for that, you'd have to really know, Zev, the laws of get. You know, thank God we're not learning Hilchos Gershon. You know, yeah. I just want to know, why would he be Chayav on Shabbos? Why would he be Potter on Shabbos?
Yeah, I'm just referring to what you brought up with the Sefer Torah.
Okay, so let's leave out the Sefer Torah now. I just want to ask you the following question. Is there a way of maintaining that on the one hand, Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav, but not in Shabbos?
Yes.
How?
Because it's not Melechet Machshev.
So you're a genius. You could have written the Ritva, Zev. So give me a signature here. I want an autograph. Yeah. Oh, you read the Ritva. Oh. So maybe it's stuck in your mind. You don't remember that it's the Ritva. You would have said it was Shem Omer. But again, Tosfos assumes that we have to square off the universal halacha of Ksav al Gavi Ksav with Shabbos, and there's no difference between the two. And therefore, if according to Rav Acha, Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav, for example, if he's Machshir the Get Lishma, then on Shabbos he'd be Chayav in such a case. Comes along the Ritva and he says no. Again, there's a first answer in the Ritva which we're not going to learn, because again, I just want to get to the point for today. Inami efshalomar de iu savar de hasam hu mishum lishma. With regard to get, then Rav Acha says even the Rabbana would be machshir the get through the ksav elyon by virtue of the ksav aval b'shabbos, that has no implication as far as Shabbos is concerned. Why? Demaleches machsheves asra Torah v'kol shenichtav kvar lo chashiv. In other words, Tosfos might be of the opinion that if the Ksav Elyon adds something halachically, even though in terms of the physical nature of the Ksav it doesn't add a thing, but if it adds a lishma to the get, which makes the get into kosher, that itself makes the Ksiv into a Meleches Machsheves. That gives it chashivus. But the Ritva is saying no. When we define Meleches Machsheves, we need some sort of physical change that upgrades the ksiva in this case. The ksav elyon can only be considered a ksav to mechayv in Shabbos if it hasn't been written yet. He's creating a brand new ksav. But if the ksav was there even before him, before he wrote the ksav elyon, in such a case, that's not called meleches machsheves. So what I wanted to derive from this ritva is that the ritva is operating with the concept of melacha chashuva. If it's not a melach chashuv, it's not a meleches machsheves. Not the way Rashi said it, if you recall, that in order to be meleches machsheves, he has to have a certain particular kavana, a certain machshava. Forget about the machshava. Forget about his subjective interest. Does he want the hole? Does he want the dirt? Leave that all out, says the Ritva. The Ritva says, let's look at the objective melacha. Is it chashuv? Did he add some sort of chashivas? Tosfos might say, yes, he did, because he added lishma. But the Ritva is saying no. The ksav is identical. And therefore, this would lead me to support the Rashbam. Because what was the Rashbam's deal about Chatzi Gogeres? It's not Meleches Machsheves. It's not a Melech Chashuva. So we have a number of examples now of Melech Chashuva. For example, we have the case of chatz. Well, let's start with the Ritva. The Ritva says if you write a ksav al gabi ksav, dio al gabi dio, so the ksav elyon physically in the biological universe is identical to the ksav tachton, that's called a chisaron in chashivus. We have the Rashbam who wants to say that a chatzi shir is a chisaron in chashivus. We could add now that if it's a melacha sheinah miskayemes, for example, he makes two stitches and he doesn't add the ksharim at the end of the stitches, it's not a melacha miskayemes, and therefore if it won't last very long, it's lacking in chashivus. We spoke, if you remember, about kosher, that if he ties a knot, then the knot has to be a kesher shel kayama. Otherwise, it's not a melacha chashuva and it's not lacking in melachas machsheves. We even went a step further and we suggested that according to Rashi, there's another condition in melachas machsheves. Harvey, we have a chair for you here.
I'm looking for my sticks.
Oh, your sticks. Okay. Those are not sticks. Okay.
Maybe outside.
I don't know where they are.
So we don't find sticks right now.
Check the bathroom, maybe left.
So what do we have? We have in another chiddush of meleches kosher that Rashi seems to indicate that we need what's called a meleches umnus. Rashi says that if you take a look at the Targum Unkelus in Parshas Vayakel, when he translates in the meleches HaMishkan the concept of Meleches Machsheves, he calls it Meleches Umnus. And Rashi says that for a person to gather together onions in a pail, that's not called Meleches Umnus. I don't need an expert, a skilled artisan for that. In a case of Kesher, I need a Kesher Shel Umnin. So that's another example of Chashivus. And here we find the Ritva that he's adding Meleches Chashuva to the case of Ksav, Ksav al Gavi Ksav, and that makes me very excited about the Rashbam. Rabosai, what is our main purpose for today? Our main goal for today? I gave you a photocopy of the beginning of an article, an essay, in Totzos Chaim. Just a word about the author. The Totzos Chaim was authored by Rav Menachem Zemba, and he was killed by the Nazis. In fact, to this day, there's a historical plugta as to whether or not he was the moving force behind the uprising in the Varsha ghetto. So, if you're a Tzioni, then you believe that he was. And that's what the historical evidence seems to indicate. But in parts of the religious world, they say no, you know, because there was no chance that the Warsaw uprising would free the Jews, and many people would get killed as a result of the uprising, but it's better than going down Kitzon Lateva. So I personally believe that he was in favor of the uprising. Okay, that's just irrelevant to us. It's just the day after Tisha B'Av. We can think about the Varsha ghetto. I mean, Jews died like flies in the Varsha ghetto. I mean, they just picked up dead bodies off the streets and threw them into a pit. That's if you were lucky, you know. Anyway, he has an essay here in his Sefer Totzos Chaim, and the reason why, of course, it's a very short Sefer, and there aren't too many pages in this book, and just to read this article, you know, you could add to your Avelus on Tisha B'Av, because, you know, the Shoah took his life at a very young age, and you see the total genius of the man. So he writes the following. B'das HaRashbam D'Bachatzi Shir. Do you have that? Ooh. It should say Simon Ches on it, I hope. Simon Ches. Okay, so you don't have that line, B'das HaRashbam. Okay, I have a different printing of the same Sefer. But do you have Ayin Rashi?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page, just that in my particular edition, because this Sefer has been published many times, it starts with a koteret under the main koteret, right? You have the main heading, and then I have a subheading, a subtitle. It says B'das HaRashbam D'Bechatzi Shir Chaser Moleches Machsheves. Ayin Rashi Shabbos, and in parentheses, in my edition, it says Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. You have that? Okay, that's the Rashi that we just started with today. Dibra Maskev V'Chimuter, that's by Afia. The Chatzi Shir Asim in Atar B'Shabbos. Rashi takes the universal principle of Chatzi Shir and he applies it to Shabbos. Now, the original Chatzi Shir that Rashi is borrowing from, and Rashi sends it to you, he points it to you, is the case of Macholas Asuros, where he eats half of a kezais, for example, of Nevela, Chalev, whatever the case may be. And Rashi is taking that principle and applying it here to Meleches Shabbos, and Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah in Meleches Shabbos. Now, many, many centuries after Rashi, there was a great scholar, a giant amongst giants, called the Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi suggests that if not for Rashi, if he had the gumption to disagree with Rashi, he would submit that the whole sugya of Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah is limited to Macholas Asuros. That's where we find Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. And he says, Mimonafshach, no matter which one of the two explanations that you take there in Rabbi Yochanan at the end of Yuma, both of them are indicative of Macholas Asuros. Whether it's Kol Chelev, the extra word Kol, and Chelev is a classical case of Macholas Asuros, or Chazi Litztarufe, which means that you can take a half a Zayas and link it up with another half a Zayas. It would seem to me, according to my limited understanding, that Rashi took it a step further. And Rashi said that, you know what, Chazi Litztarufe could apply to Melech HaShabbos as well. I admit to you, you know, if the Chacham Tzvi would have been alive at the time, Rashi would have admitted to the Chacham Tzvi that Kol Chelev is a separate new halacha that applies. I don't know if we can extend it to Shabbos, but if you're operating with Chazilitz Tarufe, which means that you can take a half a zayis and then add another half a zayis, if that's the reason for Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah, we could apply that equally well to Shabbos. And Rashi would hold that, let's say, it takes him a little while to complete the malacha, so he starts with a half a shir, then he brings in another half a shir, and he finishes the malacha, that's fine. And the two half shears would join together to form a full shear. Possibly. However, there is a sefer called Chidushei Haran on Masechta Shabbos. And it's probably not authored by the Ran. It's called Miyuchas LaRan. We don't know who the author is, but he was definitely one of the Rishonim. And he's of the opinion there in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet, and Blineda that will hopefully see it inside, that Chatzi Shir, with regard to Meleches Hotza'a, is a Shvus. Now, who can tell me what a Shvus is? Is it Doraisa or Derabana? 50% chance you get it right. It's Derabana. Now, by the fact that the Ran tells me that a half a Grogeris in Hotza'a is only a Shvus, meaning he violates an Issa Derabana and that's it, that would indicate clearly that the Miuchas is not willing to accept Rashi's view that Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah in Melechah Shabbos. The Ran, on the other hand, belongs to the camp of the Rashbam, that's the way I would say it, that Chatzi Shir is not Asim in HaTorah. And why would the Rashbam tell you that Chatzi Shir is not Asim in HaTorah? It's Lo Chashuv, it's not Meleches Machshevas. So that's a very, very important point. Now, Ukfar Heiru, he doesn't tell you where to find this, but he says it's already been pointed out. Mehad Tosefta Beitza, that in the Tosefta in Masechta Beitza, here it says Perek Dalet. Do you have that also?
Yes.
Perek Dalet. The Hakosev Os Achas Eino El Shvus. Now watch what's going on here. We quoted the Ran. The Ran says that Chatzi Shir in Meleches Hotzah is a Shvus. Mm-hmm. Ignoring the principle of Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. Now we have a Tosefta. Tosefta is way before the Ran. The Tosefta is like a Mishnah. And the Mishnah there, this Tosefta says that if he writes one Os on Shabbos, the Shir of Shabbos is Shtei Osios, then he has violated a Shvus. Now we already have two cases which would lechora undermine Rashi's Shita, that Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah, because we're calling both cases a Shvus, whether it's Chatzi Shir Meleches Hotzah the way the Ran has it. Again, the Rashi is not, he's not committed to the Ran. But the Tosefta, that's something that should bother Rashi's mind, classifies writing one Os as a Shvus. How does Rashi pallet that? And the Rashbam here is certainly smiling here. He's very happy because, not that he's happy Chasham the Rashi is defeated, but he's happy that his position is supported, that a Chatzi Shir in Meleches Shabbos is only a Shvus. It's not a Do'oraisa, because when we're lacking Meleches Machshevas, we have no Melacha. You can't talk about Chatzi Shir when you have no Melacha. If you have a Melacha, you can tell me, well, he didn't do the Melacha till the Shir. But if Chatzi Shir is not even a Melacha, as we'll soon see in the, I'm already giving you a little preview of coming attractions here in the Totzos Chaim, then it's not a Melacha, it's not Chatzi Shir. You can't talk about Chatzi Shir if it's not a Melacha. At least Chelev, or Nevela, it's Chatzi Shir Nevela, but it's still Nevela. So he writes here that Ulam Bitoras Kohanim Muchach the Asim in HaTorah. Now, the Toras Kohanim, which is the Sifra on Vayikra, in this case Parashas Achrimos, applies the principle of Chatzishir Osimena Torah to Melech HaShabbos. So we now have a contradiction, or if you will, a machlokes between the Tosefta in Beitza and the Toras Kohanim in Parashas Achrimos on this very question: what is the status of Chatzishir Melech HaShabbos? The Tosefta says it's only a Shavuos, and the Toras Kohanim says it's a Melacha Do'oraisa. Although it's not Chayav because it's only Chatzishir, but it's awesome in a Torah. So Rabosai, we see that this issue of Chatzishir and Melech HaShabbos is a very deep, deep issue. It really, really separates the camps into two camps. There's one camp of Rashi, and that's based on this Toras Kohanim, that Chatzishir Osim and HaTorah Melech HaShabbos. And then we have another camp, which is the Rashbam and the Ran, the Biuchasis L'Ran, based on the Tosefta, the Chatzishir is Mutim and HaTorah Melech HaShabbos. And we're going to have to try to come to grips about this Machlokas. But first, the Tosos Chaim wants to say, hey, wait a minute, Rashi himself contradicts himself. The Yesh Lahayir, Lefima Shekosav Rashi Zal, Shabbos. I have here Daf Gimel Amidal. Diva Maskel Potu Avalosur. The Akira below Hanocha, Eno Osur Ela Midirabonon. Rashi says that Meleches Hotzah, since it's comprised of three different parts, number one, Akira, number two, Havaras Rishus, number three, Hanocha. If you're lacking in any one of those three, for example, if he did an Akira on Shabbos, he picked up the object from Rishus HaYochid, carried it out in Rishus HaRab, but he never put it down. He's still running around until Shabbos ends. Or maybe he puts it down on what's called a Mokom Ptur. In those cases, Rashi says, Eino Osur Ela Midirabonon. Says Mar Menachem Zemel, Chora, there's a stira here because this is a Chatzishir. The Shir Shalim of Meleches Hotzah includes not just Akira, but also has to have what? Hanocha. He didn't do Hanocha. If that be the case, Chatzishir Asim in a Torah, why does Rashi say, No Asir Ela Midrabanan? Now, in order to answer this question, he's going to quote the Meiri. But I would like to think that we here in this room could come up with our own answer even before we see the Meiri. Are you willing to face up to that challenge? Alan is there, but anybody else? Just Alan? I mean, Alan and I are old friends. I mean, we need some new blood here.
I think it's telling you.
Go ahead.
Melechus Machshavas or not?
Leave out Melechus Machshavas. I don't even think we need to know anything about Melechus Machshavas. Rashi holds that if you violate a Chatzishir of a Melacha, you're Osir Min HaTorah under the law of Chatzishir. Right. Why is that totally irrelevant to the case of someone who did an Akira without a Hanocha?
It's not a full Melacha.
Exactly! What do you say, Mitch?
There's no list of Rufa, there's nothing. You can't.
No, I think Zev said it simply. I don't know if you need it starufe or not. Zev is saying that's not a malacha. Chatzishir means I did the malacha, but I didn't complete a size, a volume, and therefore there's a lack of a shir. Fine, whatever that means. Here, we're not talking about shiurim. I'm not talking about how much and what volume he took from Rosh Hashanah and left in Rosh Hashanah. He never put it down in Rosh Hashanah. If he never put it down in Rosh Hashanah, the object is still in motion. It's still happening. That's not a malacha. Let's see if we can fit this into the words of the Meiri. The ayin Meiri Sham, the yesh chiluk bein chatzi shir lechatzi malacha. When does Rashi say that Chatzishir Osim in a Torah even in Melech HaShabbos? That's when he did the whole Melacha, but the volume in the Heftza was incomplete. But if he didn't do the whole Melacha, the Melacha is comprised of certain actions that end up with a certain, constructive contribution, and that is that it was sitting here in Rishus A, now it's sitting here in Rishus B, that's called a Meleches Hotzah. But if he does Chatzi Meleches Hotzah, it's very nice that he was Oker from this Rishus, but he never was Meniach in the other Rishus, that's not a Melacha Shlema. The Havi Chisaron. Now, here Rav Nachum Zibber writes Be'inyan. Do you have that word, Be'inyan? Mm-hmm. You're not with me in the text here? That's not good. What?
Be'inyan, yeah.
You have Be'inyan. Okay. So I'm gonna be a chutzpah yaki and I'm gonna change the I'm not gonna tell you there's a mistake here, but just for my purposes I'm gonna give it a slightly different twist. Havi chisar bi etzem, I would write. Bi etzem shem malach. Okay, I think that's what he means. Shalom nigmar adayin. He didn't complete the malacha. Again, you can complete the malacha, but not on enough of a kamus, enough of a measurement in terms of the object. That's one thing. But here, in the case where he never put down the object, there's not a gemar malacha. He never completed the malacha. Is therefore leka isur minat Torah. Valchatzi shir kagon ofer. Pachas mikishir, the etzem amalacha asakula, or he has the inyan amalacha asakula, the afa el shachas rashir zedami lechol chatzi shir. That's the same as all chatzi shir. Okay, now I want to introduce here a very important sefer. I'm going to try to get a copy of it if we can. My source man has not been showing up lately, so I have very limited access to that massive library that he has access to over the internet. There's a sefer called the Magen Avos. In a minute, his name is going to come to my mind. He was a gadol some 2.5 centuries ago. I just blanked out on his name. The Magen Avos says the following. Is this a Gemara Shabbos?
No.
Anybody have a Gemara Shabbos? Let me just borrow it because I couldn't find it in the shelves. Okay. After God of Brent the Hippel. No, you're not the God. I'm the God. Okay. The Magen Avos says the following. That the Mishnah divides up into two categories. When I say the Mishnah, I'm talking about the Mishnah of the Melachos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. By the way, you should know that today in the Chadarim, they require the children at a very young age to know this Mishnah by heart. You can stop a 6-year-old child and he'll rattle off the 39 Melachos just without anything in front of him. And if you look at the way the Mishnah presents the Melachos, the Magen Avos points out something that you might miss, or let's say even if you catch it, you'll miss the deeper meaning of it. And that is that in certain Melachos, the Mishnah records the Shiur. In other Melachos, the Mishnah doesn't mention a word about the Shiur. For example, it says Ha'ofe. It doesn't say Ha'ofe Kigro Geres. On the other hand, and I'll just rattle off a few, it says Ha'mesich Shtei Batei Nirin Ha'oreg Shnei Chutim. Then it says Ha'tofer Shtei Tfiros. And then it says Ha'kosev Shtei Osios. There are a number of balachas, we didn't give the exhaustive list, where the Mishnah itself included the shir. Other balachos, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about the shir. For example, in Meleches Hotzah, it says Hamotzi Mirshus L'shus, doesn't tell you Kigro Geres. Whereas in Kosev, it says Kosev Shtei Osios, etc., etc. So the Magen Avos wants to know why. It can't be stop. There are many malachas that have a shir. We'll give two examples: Ofa and Mavir and Motzi. And the Mishnah Rav Yehuda Nasi leaves out the shir. Other malachas he decided to include the shir. So again, there may be untold numbers of answers to this question, but I find fascinating the answer of the Mogen Avos. He wants to say the following, that shiur in Maleches Shabbos, the minimum amount, can be defined in two different ways. One, it's a shiur like all shiurei Torah, and the Torah says, you know, you're not chayv until you do the shiur. Or B, it defines the malach itself. Less than that shiur is not a malach. In other words, if a person writes one letter on Shabbos, according to the Magen Avos, he has done nothing on a d'oraisa level. Because the Mishnah says that ksiva requires shtei osios. Less than shtei osios is not a maleches ksiva. Less than two tfiros is not a maleches tofer. But an afia of chatzi gogeres is an afia, it's a maleches afia, but it's lacking in the shiur. And here we can come up with the following thesis. If you recall, the Totzos Chaim proved the shita of the Rashbam Viseyoso based on a Tosefta. Correct? The Tosefta says that if you write one letter on Shabbos, you're chayv mishum shvus, indicating that you haven't implemented a malacha. That's a support text for the Rashbam. Says the Mogen Avos, even Rashi would agree that there's no such thing as chatzi shir in Maleches Kosei. Because less than one os is like carrying without putting it down. It's a chatzi malacha.
Less than two otiot.
I meant to say two otiot. Less than two otiot is not. And it's interesting that the Rambam, unfortunately, I didn't bring a Rambam into class, but the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says that the reason why the shear for two osios, for a kosev is two osios, is because that's the minimum number of letters it takes to write a word. Less than two osios, therefore, is not a malacha. A malacha means I gave you two osios, make a word out of it, or potentially it could be made a word out of it. But one os, which can never be a word in Lashon Kodesh, is not a Maleches Kosev. The definition of Maleches Kosev, says the Mogen Avos, is giving me the ability to write a ksiva of a teva, of a word. But if I can't, because I'm only left with one os, then it's not a Maleches Ksiva. So then it comes out the following, that we have presented a very extreme machlokas, menakotze and makotze, two polar opposites. We assumed two assumptions. Assumption number one, that Rashi would hold that in all malachos, chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. Number two, the Rashbam would maintain that in all malachos, chatzi shir is not a malach at all. It's not significant. It's not maleches machsheves. Perhaps we could suggest a third sheet, and that of the Mogen Avos, which is a middle of the road, call it a compromise shita. And the answer is, there is no absolute answer to this question. Is chatzi shir a precondition of maleches machsheves, and without it, it's not a malacha? Or is chatzi shir a din of chatzi shir, as we know universally? And the answer is, it depends on which malacha you're talking about. In some cases, the Torah added a shir. In some cases, the shir defines the malacha. It captures the essence of the malacha itself. How do I know? You know, you give me a, you know, in a Scrabble form, give me 39 malachas. What do I do? Just throw them out and see what happens? No. Says the Mogen Avos, your rule of thumb is that if the Mishnah added a shir, that means that defines the malacha. Hakosev shtei osios. The shtei osios is not just the shir, it defines the malacha. But if the Mishnah says haofer, then Rashi understands from that less than a shear of afia is also afia. The Mishnah didn't precondition afia as afias gogeres. Gogeres doesn't appear in this Mishnah. Let's go on in the Tosfos Chaim. How are we doing on the clock? I had a watch, but of course, 5 minutes. Quarter past 5 minutes. Okay, let me just try to see if we can at least introduce the next part of the Totzos Chai. He says the following: Ulefi ze yesh lahoyer, I have the following ha'or. Lefi ma shekosaf harashbam b'vabasra nunheyam idbeis, d'ho de'itzer kegogeres b'shavis, hu mishuv d'meleches machsheves osra Torah, ubepochos mikishir she'eno dover choshev lav meleches machsheves hu ayin shom, mevuar de'kishechoser hashir lo havi melocha klal, d'eino meleches machsheves. In Cain, Shuv, Eich Mishkachas, how do we understand the Torah's Kohanim that we started with? Chatzi Shir B'Shabbos D'Eyoser. So basically, the Totzos Chaim submits to us that we have a source in the Torah's Kohanim which is absolutely contradictory to the Rashbam. Hamikeva Da'avi Chisorn Bashir Memelo Havi Rak Chatzi Melocha. And a chatzi melach, of course, is not awesome in a Torah. The habali meleches machsheves lav melachi v'chatzi melach are mutum in a Torah. So how could the Torah's konim say the chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah with regard to meleches Shabbos? Now, in parentheses, he sends you to a Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That Tosfos, I think, would support the distinction between chatzi melacha and pochos mikashir, because Tosfos says that if the chayat, if the tailor did not, if he picked up the needle before Shabbos and then he forgot about it, and then he walked out of his tailor shop into the Rishus HaRav, and Tosfos says that he would not be in violation of a melacha, because meleches machsheves osra Torah. But again, keep in mind, Rabbosai, that Tosfos is talking about a case where there was no akira, because since he had the needle in his hand before Shabbos, that akira was akira shel heter. That's not akira which can be integrated into a hanocha to form a meleches hotzah. So we're left with a case of a chatzi melacha. And it could be that Tosfos would agree to Rashi that a chatzi shir meleches Shabbos would be awesome in a Torah. And therefore, if he carries a half a grogeres on Shabbos, that's awesome in a Torah under the general rule of chatzi shir. And if he bakes half of a grogeres on Shabbos, Tosfos would agree to Rashi that he's in violation of the Yisud Oraisa of chatzi shir. But if he didn't have an akira, that's already a chatzi melacha. And just introduce the next paragraph, which I believe later I'd like to cover on another occasion. You'll tell me if you're available next week. I am. Believe neder. Ayin Shabbos Kufhei Omen Aleph. Okay, there's a sheet of Rav Gamliel. What does Rav Gamliel hold? Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shabbos. Now, what does this mean, Yediyah? What did I make a mistake?
Shabbat.
No. The Ayin B'Shabbos Kufhei Omen Aleph? You don't have that?
No, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shi'ur.
Yeah, I said Chatzi Shabbos. Sorry. Okay, ain't you deal? I'm already learning Muksa now. Okay, ain't you deal a Chatzi Shir? What happened over here? The man violated a Melecha Shabbos. He didn't know it was Shabbos. Now he finds out it's Shabbos. Now, if he finds out A, that he violated a Melecha Shabbos, he's Chayv HaKorban Chatos. What happens if he finds out that he only violated a Chatzi Shir of Shabbos? And later on he finds out that he violated the other Chatzi Shir. So at the end of the day he knows that he violated Shabbos, but he found out his Yediyah was in increments. So Rav Gamliel holds, ain't Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. Says Rav Menachem Zemba, hine, what it comes out, is Os Achas, if he wrote one letter, and they, right, he actually wrote two letters, but he only finds out that he wrote one letter. At this point, he says, oh no, I wrote a letter on Shabbos, Mikri Chatzi Shir. And the language of Rabbi Gamliel, in the case where he wrote one letter, is Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel apparently is taking that phrase, that concept of Chatzi Shir, which is a universal concept from the Gemara in the end of Yuma, and he's applying it to Meleches Ksiva. Ulam, he says, the good news is that the same Gemara and the same Shita of Rav Gamliel appears in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi Shabbos, the Gemara formulates Rav Gamliel with one word of a difference. Time of the Gamliel, Taman, Ein Yedil Lachatzi Melacha. Says Rav Menachem Zema, these two Girsos, that of the Bavli on the one and that of the Yerushalmi, are our issue. What happens if he does a Chatzi Shir and a Melacha on Shabbos? Is it a Chatzi Shir or is it a Chatzi Melacha? And that depends upon these two Girsos. Okay, Rav Osei, we'll stop here. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos Nachamu.